You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Amy Scott. So let's look forward. A proposed bill that President Donald Trump has endorsed would cut the number of green cards awarded each year in half, and those with more skills and education would get priority for the fewer slots. To walk us through what that could mean for the economy, we have Kimberly Burham, Managing Director at the Penn Wharton Budget Model. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So at the Wharton Budget Model, you have these simulators, right, that try to model how different immigration policies would play out in the future. How does that modeling work?
We observe hundreds of thousands of U.S. households, and we see how they work and save and get jobs and get education and eventually retire.
So it's like a crystal ball that relies on a lot of data.
Yeah, an extensive list of data sources.
One immigration bill that President Trump has supported is the RAISE Act, which would cut in half the number of legal immigrants coming into the country. It would also move from a family reunification model to a merit-based system that awards points for education and skills. How do you see that playing out in the economy if it were to pass?
The effect of reducing the number of immigrants coming in counterbalances the effect of increasing the skill level. And so by 2040, GDP would actually be 2% smaller than it would otherwise be if we just kept our current immigration policy.
You did find, though, that wages would rise slightly. What would drive that?
So wages would rise slightly, but only by a very small amount. So, for instance, in 2027, the average hourly wage would be $42.12 instead of $42.02. Since it only increases wages by a very small amount, it doesn't induce very many domestic workers to enter the labor force or to work more. And so it wouldn't be enough to offset the lost work and savings of the immigrant workers who are no longer entering the country.
So the sponsors of this bill say it would protect American workers and increase wages. But you find a much more mixed picture than that. And other research has shown that immigration actually increases wages for most workers, with the exception of the least educated. So how do you square those two arguments?
New immigrants are very highly attached to the labor force. They're working longer hours than the domestic population. And so that's one of the reasons that when immigrants come in, they really start to contribute to long-run investment and savings and growth.
You know, when the data show that the economy overall benefits from immigration, that most American workers actually see their wages rise, where do you think the impression comes among many voters that immigration is hurting them?
So, I mean, other studies, you know, do show that new immigrants can compete with other new immigrants. And so maybe that gives the impression. And also, of course, ours is taking a 1,000-foot view of the whole entire economy. And so we're not really speaking to what might be happening in particular areas.
So people may be feeling in their own experience that their wages have gone down with an increase in immigration, whereas the bigger picture may be different.
Yes.
You've run tons of different scenarios on your simulators. Have you found a sweet spot for the American economy in terms of immigration reform?
So we find that we get some highest positive results when you increase annual legal immigration and also when you increase the share of skilled immigrants. When you have more people coming in, again, they're working, their immigrants are highly attached to the labor force, and so they're going to be adding to our savings, which increases the amount of investment and then GDP and growth in the long run.
Kimberly Burham, Managing Director at the Penn Wharton Budget Model. Thank you so much.
Thanks.